Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of the Bobcast. With you, as always, is Bobby, live in the lounge, staring at the Ouija board. Hey, look at that guy over there. Look at that guy. Look at that guy making music. Look at that guy recording podcasts. Look at that guy drawing in black pen. Look at that guy. You ever been that guy? Or you been the guy looking? I've been both, and I think we all have. I'm trying to understand what it means to be an artist as you age. The evidence is abundantly clear. I'm getting old, you know? I let my beard grow out, and like all of my neck beard is now gray. Alarming. But, you know, alarming indeed. Yeah, sorry. So, hey, being an artist and getting older is kind of fun, you know? It's like, I'm making sense of it because it's like my passion for creation, my passion for, you know, getting out of the 8-hour loop, the occupational prison, and becoming truly, fully the artist that I need to be. You know, lots of things right there I just put out there for you. And the thing that's wild is, like, I have had success in the past. And it's like, does success define you? No, absolutely not. And you should be ashamed of yourself if you think it does. Because it is truth that happiness doesn't come from money, dude. Money we invented, you know? I go over this all the time, and I also feel that I should, you know, like, also take note to the people who have no money at all, and like the people who suffer on a daily basis to even like wonder how they're going to feed their children that night. Like, I'm sensitive to that, you know? I'm sensitive to the people who have no phone. They can't even listen to this podcast. They don't know about some local dude named Bob Cahill who podcasts to a couple hundred people just because he loves the world so much, you know? Like, it's not frustration. I don't even know. It's not malaise. I don't even know the word for it. But I'm confused, too. It's like with art, like I also feel like the art has to be. It used to be back in the day, you would make something. You would either frame it, put it in a mat, put it in an art show. And the art show was like Instagram or TikTok or whatever you want to call it. But it was a little time-sealed vacuum of opportunity. You know, somebody might buy your work. And you got this little time to see if, like, you know, truly you got what it takes. You got what it takes to be the top. You got what it takes. Look at that guy. Look at that guy. Smoking cigarettes. Walking in circles. Look at that guy trying to get three other guys in their 20s to acquiesce and be in the band. Look at that guy move to Los Angeles. Look at that guy. So I play in the band this Sunday at church. Storehouse Church, that is. Excuse me. Playing the bass guitar. I didn't play the bass guitar for a whole month because dudes and dudettes, I was acting. It was fun. I had a great time acting, man. You know, and I almost miss, like, you know, the process. So I'm looking into it more, and I'm trying to get my shiz together and get out there to the world and show them what I've got. Look at that guy. Look at that guy flossing. Look at that guy. So I'm out here in the woods. I don't know if you know that or not, but we podcast out here in Valley Green, which is also called the Wissahickon, which is also called whatever. Because people were like, "Where are you at?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm down Valley Green." Like, "You mean the Wissahickon?" I just felt the temperature go up like 2 degrees. How? Don't know. So playing in the band, rehearsing music early morning. It's good time stuff, right? When you're playing worship music, it does something to you that's different than when you're playing. Actually, you know, there is a difference. There is difference. Nirvana makes me cry, you know, just because of different reasons entirely, but like when you're crying because of true happiness and true mystique, you know, like true soul searcher, true, just, I don't even know how to describe it unless you've heard it. And like the interesting thing too to me would be to do a study on someone who's like, first off, have no clue. Like the control would be the test subject has no clue about whether or not this is what the survey is being conducted about. They have no clue what the, you know, the process is. And one thing would be certain, we would have to have all the subjects be atheists, firm atheist believers, and then play them a series of music while they're connected to a machine and see if the, you know, the blood pressure rises, see if, you know, there's any differences in their physical body. 'Cause I'm telling you, some of that music will cut. I've heard David Letterman say something once about it too. I mean, that man sat at that desk for how many years and watched some of the greatest rock and roll bands in history perform, but he also had a soft spot for that worship music because it hits at a frequency that I think that just allows your, it almost like takes like the vibration you're putting out and contains it, or like puts it into like a container and you're in there with others and you could feel it like cutting through the room. And then to be on the opposite end of the instrument, which actually creates that. Let me hear you say, "Look at that guy." Yeah, man, the sun's out. I had a lady say to me the other day, a very nice lady, I was calling Marie for a long time, but her name's Maria, so I'm sorry. She said, "Okay, look, what's up with you? How are you so tan?" And I'm like, you know, that gap right there. Okay, what's up with you? Like, multiple things are going through my head right there. You know, what's up with me? Am I okay? Am I feeling all right? Did I take some, like, what? Yeah. But, you know, I was just getting some sun here. I just want to talk to you guys about that because I'm feeling like I want to get tan, you know? And it's only, what, April? But yeah, I'm getting that tan. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I was just checking to see if you knew what I was saying. You know, because sometimes, you know, you could be talking to somebody. Clearly, you're getting your, you're conveying your thoughts in a correct format. But for some reason, they're looking at you. They're paying zero attention. You know, they got no clue. They're like, "What? What did you say? Say that again?" Or they're just impatiently waiting for their turn to talk, which is, you know, maybe we should just communicate through text messaging, you know? I got into, okay, like I tread lightly here, but I do have First Amendment rights. So let's just say someone whom I, someone in my occupational prison with rank amongst the inmates telephoned me and started things off with like a redundant question that was very negative. And I just was so tired of it, you know? And I stood up for myself. And I stood up for myself in a way where I felt like Jesus would be proud, dude. You know, like when you stand up for yourself, but then you still deliver, you stand up for yourself, but you maintain your word. You know what I'm saying? You maintain like your integrity. That's the way, man. You know? Hold on, let me get some of this sun. Okay. You guys here with me? Oh no. Thought I lost my purple sunglasses. Did you hear my reaction in real time? Oh no. Should I even check my text messages? You know? That's the thing here with the podcast. It's like, you know, I could be out here having a great time, and then I look and I got like 8 missed text messages. You know what I'm saying? Man, sun does feel good. The other day, it was just so beautiful out, man. It was like 75, sunny, and like the air, like you could smell it. Like the. It's almost like you could smell like the trees just starting to like turn green. Like, I know that sounds weird, but like you can see it, obviously, but there is a definite like smell to the air, like when the season falls upon you, you know? At least for me, I got weird things with smells, man. I really do. I have that, you know, I'm such a schmuck. I talk about this all the time and I never like look it actually up, but like I can smell memories, you know? I like how I said, you know, like, yeah, of course. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Look, get this guy out, all right? Bring him out here real quick. He smells memories. He can smell yours for $20. But nah, like I sometimes like if I think of a memory, I can smell it. Like specifically tapes, like the Versus cassette tape. I waited like what, 6 months for this cassette tape. It's Sam Goody. No, it was, yes, it was Sam Goody on the second floor of the Plymouth Mini Mall. It's a big deal. Back order, catalog shit, you know what I'm saying? Oh, watch out for the catalogs. I mean, kids have no clue what it meant to get a CD for 99 cents. Some kids probably like, what the hell is 99 cents? But there was this thing back in the day called Columbia House. There's Maxwell. There's a bunch of different ones. But basically, these clubs, you had to pay a fee. And the fee was like maybe 20, $29.95, maybe about. And like once you paid the fee into the club, then you could purchase 10 CDs for like a cent each, right? But then there was like shipping and like all this other stuff. And like, you know, the wild thing about it was everywhere back in the day. Magazines, you know, news, no, just specifically magazines and like, you know, like counterculture head shops or whatever, you'd see, you know, these like catalogs, and there'd be lots of concert t-shirts sometimes attached to it, but specifically like this Columbia House shit. I got roped into it once, and then like I missed the payment and like screwed up my mom's credit card, and like it was not a good idea, mate. You know what I'm saying? You catch me? But yeah, I look at that guy. Look at that guy waiting in line for the cassette tape. Look at that guy. I mean, the weird thing is too, is like if you waited 6 months for a piece of plastic to arrive, wouldn't you take care of it? I don't know where that tape is. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. But I'm saying like take care of it where the tape is in the actual cassette tape holder. There was two different types of people back in the day too, by the way. There's people who had their CDs in their cases all nice, right? And then there's the guys who had the CD book. You know, is it this big like trapper keeper you used to call them back in the day? You open it up, you flip it, bah, 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 bah. Look at all the CDs, look at all the CDs. No scratches on these. Look at that guy. I miss that era. And I'm not getting nostalgic in the sad, depressing way because I'm off those meds, okay? No longer will I allow myself to not feel pain, you know? Like you spend so much time fearing pain, right? You get Tylenol, you get ibuprofen, you get a Tiger, what's it called? Tiger Bomb. Oh, coincidentally, today is a spiritual holiday. My friend Jay at a gas station at pump. He was celebrating. He had yellow on his forehead. Mahombe, I believe, is the goddess that Mahombe, or maybe the two. I'm sorry, Jay, if you're listening. But I said that I would say a prayer for him out here because she represents strength, to give someone courage, to give somebody strength. And I identify with that because I do believe that we should fear no other except for God, you know, especially in your occupational prison, okay? Take a look at your leader, take a look at your boss. If you have fear, like legit fear that is outside the human resources realm of possibilities, then brother, sister, you got to reevaluate. You don't have to leave. I mean, I was going to leave, but you know, what you have to do is just follow those pieces of advice I said to y'all. Stand up for yourself in a professional way, but don't not do your job. Keep on carrying through, brother, and you'll be okay. You know, look at that guy praying. Look at that guy being vulnerable. You know, the wild thing too about faith and like being a Christ follower is like, yeah, dude, they come after you pretty quick. I like that part. I didn't think I thought in the beginning, like, you know, oh, this could be, you know, embarrassing because my ego was still in control of things. But you know, I had a great conversation with my friend Jay today about like faith, and I could see in his eyes how much he's spiritual. He believes in God, but you know, it just so happens that he has multiple gods, Mambe and several others, tethered into, you know, religions that are, you know, across the world, but specifically, you know, in this like world, it's so hard for two people who believe in God to have a conversation without the other feeling like they're trying to persuade you to join up with them, you know? And I had a great conversation with Jay today about, you know, his background and all the things that, you know, he believes in as far as God goes. And I said to him, you know, it's just so wild us having this wonderful conversation like this. And, you know, no one's feelings are being hurt because we're basically looking out for each other, you know? And like, there should be a spot where people from multiple different walks of life could get together to chat about what it's like to be, chat about what it's like to have a different religion, and chat about the similarities, chat about all the different variant forms of worship and how they all have similarities, you know? I find great happiness in that when you come across somebody else that has different faith, but then you realize doing mid conversation, yes, you two both share same positive feelings. You know, you share something inside that's unexplainable, it's supernatural. You know, and that to me is just so positive, you know, and it's very difficult to convey that because most people, you know, they want to stick to their guns and they want to believe just in their God, and they, you know, like some religions, they claim that it's like kind of like straight up. No, they don't kind of. They say it's like hearsay or sacrilege to worship or even acknowledge other gods, you know. Whereas I understand that from you know, I was in a band, you know, and my drummer was in another band, and it really sucked, you know. It sucked so bad. It sucked to the point where, you know, it made me nuts. So I understand that, you know, and I have compassion for that, and I have empathy for people who can't, like, don't have the ability to see what others are feeling, you know. And I wish there was a way for us all to learn, you know, because it does make sense that all of it is connected to God. and Jesus Christ. You know, I mean, like, I know some people are listening to it right now and they're like, oh, you're going back to the, and I'm not, brother, I'm not. I'm just simply trying to say, I love Jay, you know, he's my friend. We have great conversations, you know, and I think it would be an excellent opportunity for people who have no knowledge of each other's faith, spirituality, to have conversations. Is there a podcast like that? Because if not, I'm going to create it. My name's Bob. This has been another episode of... The Bobcast.